Track 14, Unit 2, Listening 1, Part 2, Sentence Completion.
Hello, Jim Dunn here, with a look at what's on in the area this coming week. And I'm delighted to be able to tell you that Paganini is in town, with its own special mix of music and comedy. It's great fun, and I can guarantee the whole family will enjoy watching these four guys. They play all those bits of classical music that everyone knows, but sometimes can't put a name to. And they have a laugh at the same time. Paganini is actually based in Madrid, but the show tours a lot, and I was lucky enough to see it last year with my wife and our two girls when we were in Mexico. They're a really versatile bunch of musicians. At one point, they start using their violins and cellos as guitars, mandolins, and even percussion instruments. And they move away from classical into rock, blues, and country and western. Very impressive, and we're all looking forward to seeing them again. They're on stage for about 90 minutes, but it's a very intense hour and a half, I can tell you. It's exhausting just watching them, and they don't stop for an interval either. Now, for those of you who like Irish dancing, there's Rhythm of the Dance at the Apollo Theatre. Most of you will know about River Dance, which began way back in 1994, at the Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin, curiously enough. But Rhythm of the Dance goes back a long way too. It started out just 5 years later in 1999 in Norway. It's a similar kind of thing. The traditional music, the step dancing and so on. But there's a theme running through it. It's a kind of history of the Irish Celts. I haven't seen it yet, but I certainly will do. They're clearly very popular. It says here in the publicity that Rhythm of the Dance has played to live audiences totalling well over 4 million in no fewer than 44 countries. And if you want to find out more about the show, go to their website. There isn't any reviews section to look at there, but if you click on where it says Photo Gallery, you get a pretty good idea of what to expect. Now, the circus is back in town. Not just any circus, but the hugely talented Cirque Eloise from Canada. They're at the Regent Theatre again. The show's called ID, and it promises to be every bit as good as the one they put on the first time they were there. That one was called Rain, as in the wet stuff that falls from the sky. And there was plenty of water on stage, as you'll remember if you went to see it. Now, I've been looking at the video for ID on the show's website, and I can tell you it has a totally urban setting. There's hip-hop and breakdance, electronic music and rock, and some of the artists moving around the stage on bikes and rollerblades. There are no animals and no clowns either. It's not your traditional kind of circus. And judging from the press reviews, it's well worth going to see. One that I have here in front of me says that it's an excellent show, full of originality, energy, and excitement. And if you want even more energy, then those Australian tap dancers, the Tap Dogs, are on their way. They'll be at the Orion from Wednesday.